This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. On the campaign trail, President Trump promised to do away with NAFTA, and technically we have a new deal, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, which Congress still has to ratify. Many of the country's farmers feel like they're going to get more money for their products and could get access to new markets. But as Emma Hurt from WABE in Atlanta reports, the southeastern produce industry isn't so sure.
When Brittany Lee and her family first planted a blueberry farm in Florida in 2010, things were pretty great.
There was 3 weeks of the year where the only fresh blueberries in the world came from Florida.
Back in 2007, Mexico exported about 1 million pounds of blueberries to the U.S. In 2017, it was nearly 50 million, and those berries sell for a lot less in the same season. Lee says she breaks even selling her berries for $3.50 a pound. This year, cheaper Mexican imports dragged her prices down to around $2. That's the status quo under NAFTA she and others hoped USMCA would fix, but it doesn't. And she says the current situation is not sustainable.
It's a gut-wrenching feeling, to be honest. There's nothing that can be done. It's depressing. It's a very difficult emotional time.
She's already seen farms shut down, and fruit and vegetable growers across the Southeast face similar problems. Since their harvests are more labor-intensive than other highly automated ones like soy and wheat, Mexico's cheaper labor market makes for big price differences. Charles Hall runs the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. He says if trends continue,
within 5 to 8 years, our industry will be decimated. Georgia will lose about $1 billion of economic value, and we'll lose about 8,000 jobs.
But it's not a new issue. Mexican production has just skyrocketed recently thanks to government subsidies. David Gantz is a trade expert at Rice University's Baker Institute.
It's been a competitive problem even before NAFTA, and NAFTA really didn't change it, and USMCA doesn't do anything.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the U.S. did try to add a provision to make it easier for growers to challenge seasonal imports, but Mexico refused.
When I asked for a lot of things for Christmas when I was a child, I got some things, but I didn't get everything I wanted. And that's the way trade negotiations are.
Perdue, the former governor of Georgia, says he hopes the growers won't, quote, torpedo the USMCA. And he says he's looking for a solution for them outside the agreement, like legislation. In Atlanta, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.